T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Let's welcome into Philadelphia Secretary of the Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Secretary, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. Glad to be with you.
Well, what was it like in the room last night? I'm not sure. I was looking at the cabinet people. I saw people going. I was watching Homeland Security, Elaine Chao. What was it like in the room last night for you?
Well, we had a great front row seat. It was very inspiring. I thought the president did a wonderful job categorizing, classifying America's greatness and its history from the World War II beaches of Normandy to helping to stamp out Nazism and certainly the Holocaust story that wrapped around. I thought he characterized our nation in a very proud way. He's, if anything, American first, believes in this country. And as a patriot, I was impressed and very proud.
Well, that is an angle we haven't hit upon. I'm glad that you opened it up. I was waiting till you came on. But, you know, if this were back in the day when he talked about Eisenhower or whatever, even if Democrats differed, they would have been standing and applauding that part of the speech. It didn't appear, watching from my Barca lounger, you're there in the front row, though, that too many Democrats were enthused over even those elements of what he said.
I thought that was the most interesting dichotomy of interest last night. Even as he spoke about the unemployment and the economy,
right,
and for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans, for women, the Democrats sat on their hands. It would have been things they had, if President Obama or a Democratic Clinton had said those things, they would be raising the roof there. And yet, because it's President Trump, and they do not want to give him a victory in anything, then they sat on their hands. I thought that was un-American.
Well, I agree with you. It's politically wrong for them to do that, too. They must think it's politically good, to, aside from their patriotism being in question on stuff like that. How in the world, you know, you're a political guy at top levels. How in the world do they think that's politically good for them not to support that?
I don't understand this leftward lurch at all. I thought he really put a stake through the heart of socialism last night. And I don't understand this country's fascination with socialist issues, and that's where they seem to be going. It looks like many of the applicants for the Democratic nomination are moving in that direction, and I think to their own detriment. On the other issue of the life issue, obviously, what we've seen in New York and Virginia over the life issue, that's a huge distinction. And I thought President Trump came out with a very clear reverence for life from birth to death.
Absolutely. Now, in your bailiwick, too, agriculture, the department you head, which has a lot more stuff than what people usually think it means.
Sure.
When the president talked about 5 million off food stamps, that had to be a very good moment, too, that we have 5 million fewer Americans that are dependent on that.
And that's exactly what food stamps are for, is a transition,
right,
for people who are in dire straits, where they lost a job or health or different issues like that. The sad part is we used to have 17 million Americans before the recession on food stamps. It went up to over 40 million under President Obama that way. And even with unemployment under 4%, it's only come back down 5 million, which is to celebrate, but frankly, it could afford to come down a lot more because it's become an entitlement and a lifestyle rather than a transition help there. And that's the way it was intended.
What would you advise then? This is your purview here. What would you be advising around food stamp eligibility then if you think it's still too entitled?
I think, again, the eligibility provisions,
right,
are fine as they've been designed. What's happening, Dom, is we have states using a provision of a waiver, even in their unemployment rates of under 4%, waiving the whole state to have people eligible. Typically, the law that was passed in 1996 with President Clinton and Newt Gingrich envisioned 120 days of food stamp benefits there for able-bodied working adults. Now states can apply for a waiver, which they've done, many of them, that allow people to stay on food stamps indefinitely, and that's become an entitlement, which is not the intention of food stamps initially.
Parting area for you, Mr. Secretary, too. President talked a lot last night about China, tariffs, and the like. You would be a point person trying to reassure farmers that this will come out fine, it will be fine for them in the end. How's that going in your view?
It's going great, actually, because of the spirit of farmers. Farmers, you know, have to be long-term players. They're not in it for their crops, not going to get ready next week. They have to fix the land. They have to plan in the spring and wait all year long to harvest with all the risk of pests and weather and everything else. So they're long-term players. And the president, they understand the president's playing a long game here. They also understand that this is the first president. President Trump has called out China for their unfair trade practices. They've been essentially stealing our stuff, intellectual property, even agricultural intellectual property, things that we've invested millions of dollars and years of research in. They try to copy and reverse engineer and then sell it back to us. The president has called them out on it. They've got to change that, and farmers have been very supportive of his efforts to do that, even while they have had some economic stress over the loss of that trade.
Well, Mr. Secretary, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it last night. And please come back again here in Philadelphia.
It's great to talk with you, Dom. Thanks a lot.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.